Like religion, music spreads beyond its natural origins because people take their music with them when they travel, just as they bring along other cultural traditions, including their faith and social rituals. Songs and the instruments they were played on have always provided a form of mental sustenance for religious pilgrims and traders, who also absorbed and transported the musical influence they encountered in their travels. Music grips us when it conjures up aspects of local or regional cultures, such as talking drums of West Africa, Latin salsa, or Scottish bagpipes. When they're isolated by geography, societies invent unique instruments that in turn produce original musical sounds. Sometimes these sounds are meant to represent significant facets of the culture, such as religious iconography, folklore, or heritage. Our Sagra Sinyin achieves this outcome exactly. At roughly the size of a guitar, the Sagra Sinyin is an imposing example of how music and musical instruments reflect the culture from which they emerge, in this case, Tibet. Decorative elements typical of 15th century Tibet cover the Sagra Sinyin, including green-colored skins as well as portraits of Buddha and musicians rendered on painted ivory with gold leaf. This instrument also illustrates how an object can be altered according to its ownership. For instance, the body with two skin-covered chambers is a rare example of an archaic transitional form that seems to point to the Afghan robab, a kind of Middle Eastern lute, in addition to various Himalayan lutes. These attributes are explained by the instrument's trajectory on the Silk Road. Originally made in Tibet, it was most likely exchanged along trade routes in the Middle East. Just as the Sagra Sinyin evolved as it changed hands along the Silk Road, other aspects of regional cultures, most notably religion, spread and changed as a result of interchanges along the trading route. An example of religious dissemination was the development of Mahayana Buddhism, and it spread to China. As growing numbers of people in India started to question the fairness of their socio-economic system, the teachings of Buddhism became more popular beginning in the 5th century BCE. Some followers of Siddhartha, who is typically referred to as Buddha, became disciples, following him from city to city as he preached. Soon, fledging Indian Buddhists traveled to China as pilgrims. Eventually, these pilgrims and disciples took on the role of monks, and due to the patronage of rich traders, established wealthy Buddhist communities with large monasteries. As merchants on the Silk Road traveled from India to China, they encountered these monasteries, and it was not long before Buddhist missionaries began traveling among these traders. By the end of the 1st century CE, there were communities of Buddhists in many major cities of the later Han Dynasty in China. Later depictions show that Buddhism not only spread eastward to China, but also westward into Afghanistan and the Iranian plateau. In addition to Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam all spread across Eurasia through trade networks established by the Silk Road. Our Sagra Sinyin speaks to this massive religious diffusion. An important question to ask when studying the Silk Road is why people were interested in acquiring the foreign goods and cultural ideas exchanged along this long trading corridor. Theodore Levin of Dartmouth College explores this issue. Quote, why did objects, ideas, cultures move back and forth between East and West along the Silk Road? Wasn't it because in some sense people wanted them, either through fashion or through economic necessity or through some kind of aesthetic appreciation for the exotic? Quote. Underpinning the impulse to trade in exotic goods and ideas was no doubt a desire to achieve a better life, oftentimes inspired by religion. In the case of the Sagrada Seinen, the spread of its music mirrored the expansion of Buddhism into the Middle East. As individuals moved to adopt transcendent spiritual values of the East, its other cultural features, like music, naturally followed.
Shandari, Sonia Munawan, Andre, Conte, Tambi, Tashi, Show.